starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
The federal government has pledged $750 million to build around 300 bushmasters in Victoria over the next 7 years, with 268 reserved for the Australian Army and the remainder slated for the Netherlands. Defence Industry Minister Pat Conroy says this will be the largest order at the facility in almost 3 decades.
This announcement of a combined order of almost 300 vehicles, when you combine our order and the Dutch order, we're ordering almost 300 vehicles that locks in the future of 300 workers, direct employees, for the next 7 years. That is the single biggest order for TELUS Bendigo since 1999. Single biggest order in 27 years, locking in 300 direct jobs and thousands through the supply chain, making the best protected mobility vehicle in the world, bar none.
The release of the 2026 National Defence Strategy saw the government commit to increase defence spending to $53 billion over the next decade, alongside a $450 million investment towards upgrades of the Hawkeye protected mobility vehicles. Defence Minister Richard Marles says the spend is fulfilling a key pillar of the strategy.
What this means is that we are fulfilling the statement and ambition of the National Defence Strategy to create a more amphibious army, but to create a more agile and mobile army. And that's what this $1.2 billion investment in these capabilities will do.
The government says the production of this new order of vehicles will come in addition to those already being built to replace ones gifted to Ukraine. With 9 countries around the world already utilising the Australian mobility vehicle in their defence forces, Richard Marles says the new deal with the Netherlands provides further security for local industry.
This is a real example of the power of sovereign capability for our defence force, but also the power of Australia's defence industry. Because not only does it contribute to our sovereign capability, in exporting bushmasters around the world, be it Indonesia or Ukraine or now the Netherlands, this is taking Australian capability to the world, and it absolutely increases our diplomatic space as we work with countries around the world and they see Australian expertise.
Projected to secure at least 300 direct jobs over the next 7 years, Pat Conroy says thousands more will be created through the supply chains.
Aussie-made steel in Illawarra going to Broadmeadows to be shaped into that beautiful V-shape. That is one of the key drivers of why this. No one has lost their lives in explosions while they've been in a bushmaster to then manufacture here in Bendigo. This is the Australian defence industry at its best, protecting Australian troops' lives and putting food on the table of their family for another 7 years.
Australia's National Defence Strategy also outlined how modern warfare is changing how countries defend themselves. With technological advancements such as artificial intelligence and autonomous drone warfare rapidly evolving, Mr. Conroy says the new fleet of bushmasters will be more adaptable to modifications.
It's got more power. What you're seeing with modern warfare is everything needs more power, more computing. So the next generation will have more power. It'll also have modifications at the back, which means you can swap in and out modules more effectively. TELUS can provide more details later on, but they're two of the key modifications, is greater power, because one thing we'll be fitting onto these is remote weapon stations to deal with drones, including directed energy weapons, lasers, for want of a better word.
Sydney Lang, SBS News.
A new SBS music station is coming.
SBS Pop Europe.
filled with Eurovision hits non-stop.
You want more?
Tune in from the 1st of May
on DAB Radio, online,
the SBS Audio app
and SBS On Demand.